से नेक मॉडर्नाइज मीनिंग ऑफ भगवद गीता दैट इज इंसर्टेड.
What would you regard to be the essence of Bhagavad
Gita? It means that there is God and we are part and parcel of God. God is great and we are very thin and small, fragmental portion of God. In quality, we and God are the same. Just like a drop of ocean water is qualitatively the same as the big ocean. Qualitatively, it is the same. A drop of ocean water is salt. And the whole ocean is also salt. The salt taste is there. But the drop is never equal to the ocean. This is different. Nitya, Nityanam, Chetana, Chetana. This is Vedic. He is also living in city, as we are. We, many, plural number. We means living in city. We are many. And he is one. But he is also living in it. Now what is the difference? The difference is that he maintains the plural number, living in it.
He maintains what?
Plural number, plural.
So,
living in it. I mean, plural number, living in it is maintained by him.
In the past, this is the first press conference you are holding in Delhi, isn't it?
So, the plural number entities are being maintained by him.
Yes.
Why?
That's right. Father. And he has had many children. So both of them are living entities. But the father maintains the children, and the children are maintained by God. One is maintaining, and others are being maintained. That means dependent. We are dependent on God.
But sir, aren't the impure entities pure?
Both are pure.
But then how do we, then why do we commit sins? God doesn't.
We are at the present moment in impure condition. That is material. Therefore, the human form of life is a chance to be free from the impurity.
But sir, if we are drop of the same ocean, why should we be impure at all?
No, we are pure.
Then from where does this impurity come?
Yes. That is just like you are healthy, but where from the disease comes? You are not diseased now, but sometimes disease comes. Where from it comes? So, at the present moment, we are in disease condition. This has to be cured. Otherwise, we are pure as God.
Then what is the way to purity?
Yes, that is Bhagavad Gita.
You mean the mere recital of Bhagavad Gita?
No, to understand and practice.
Prescription?
Yes.
That is
the whole thing is described in the
Bhagavad Gita. Which particular teachings do you find so uplifting and lovely for a man?
You have read Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah, I have. Not so thoroughly, but I have. In parts.
What is that person? Which part?
Which particular teachings you think can purify a man? Because you said the salvation lies in...
Yes, you have to revive your consciousness that you are part and parcel of God. And the part and parcel of God means to serve God. Just like this finger is part and parcel of my body. But it is meant for serving my body. I ask the finger, come here, it is serving. Come here. Take up the pole, give it to me, he gives. This is business of the finger. If the finger cannot carry out my order, then it is business. And if it immediately carries out order, then it is serving. Similarly, we being part and parcel of God, we must be ready to give service immediately. Then it is healthy God. And if you do not, then it is Maya. We are serving. Everyone is serving because our constitution is to serve. Big leaders, they are also serving. Anyone can see, he's serving exactly in the time it is arriving by the order of God. Exactly in the time it is setting, everyone is serving. Because I, Ishwar, Krishna, Arsha, Bhutta, only Master is God, and everyone is servant. But the disease condition is that when we do not serve God, to serve something else, Maya, and that is this.
This is?
This is Kata. Impure Kata. At the present moment, we have discovered so many services. National service, communal service, this service, that service. But nobody is governing service of God. This is the disease condition.
So what do you really mean by arousing the Krishna consciousness?
That means we have to serve Krishna. We are serving now non-Krishna. Nothing is non-Krishna. Something Maya. Just as dreaming is our activity. That is false
attitude. May I ask one question? You said Maya or disease. Maya is disease or Maya or many other ailments by which the
Maya
human is a disease condition or many other ailments under which the human beings are affected.
Right.
Are these bad conditions or ailments not part and parcel of God?
Yes. But then you are suffering into that day. That's why prison department is part and parcel of the government, but who is in the prison, he's suffering.
That's a very good answer. That's a wonderful answer.
Your divine day. Would your message be exactly the same for, say, a starving man in India? And a Westerner who's got everything that a person
needs. Not only in India, everywhere.
Everywhere.
You'll starve because you are rebellious to God. You must starve. That is the punishment. Just like anyone who is a criminal, he must be punished. That is the law of nature.
So by that, I suppose one would presume that people in India have been most rebellious to God.
Because of when you speak of God, don't say in India, especially
in India. No, because the number of starving men is much larger.
You are starving on account of your dharmic condition being bad, or you cannot say anything. But they are also serving. You are poor by force, and they sometimes accept poverty voluntarily. That's like hippies. They have a lot of money, they come from very rich father and grandfather, but they lie down on the street. And the police comes and kicks them, hey, shut up, shut up. Why? Why do they accept this? But this kind of variety you will find everywhere. A rich man, middle class man, and power disciple. Don't think that it is in India. I am traveling all over the world.
Swamiji, what do you suggest to your disciples to arouse what you call Hare Krishna consciousness and God consciousness?
Yes. Hare Krishna consciousness is the pure vegetarian path. If you chant Hare Krishna, God is so kind. In this age, it is meant for every age, especially this age, when you are so much fallen and so much suffering, and neither we are able to act very piously. Therefore, this Hare Krishna mantra, if you chant, you gradually become peaceful. Then you come to your own consciousness.
So how would you define sin? What is impurity, so to say?
You cannot understand impurity.
I mean,
that's
like
when you are diseased, and the doctor gives you some vaccine and injection to cure you, to make you purified.
No, that's why, could there be any clear-cut criterion, for example, to say whether I have something or I have something? What is
that? Every living entity in part and parcel, we are as good as God. But when we are under the control of material nature, that is our digital mother. Same example. Just like you as a good citizen, you are as good as Indira Gandhi. You are Indian, you have got all the rights. But if you become criminal, you put into the prison. So we are in the condition statement, no freedom. It is not clear?
No, sir, I just wanted you to tell me some yardstick from this Kundkun.
But because you are suffering, that is the sign of impurity. Because you are suffering. You admit that you are suffering. You know this.
Suffering means there is some impurity.
Are you not suffering?
Yes, everybody.
That is the issue. That is disease condition. When you have a fever, you are suffering. That is disease condition. So long you are suffering, you must live. Have on the fact that was in disease condition. Because you are part and parcel, there is no question of suffering.
So suffering may not necessarily be because of sin, it might be because of something else, you know.
Might be something that is your sinful activity. That something is some sinful activity.
Now a poor man suffers of hunger, this is not sin if he doesn't get a cup of food or anything.
But how can help? You cannot help. Just like a prisoner in the suffering in the prisoner. You cannot help.
I may suffer because I have
cancer.
But cancer is not a sin, you know.
Yes. It's a sin. Everything is sin. Disease means sin. Unless you commit sinful life, there is no question of suffering.
I thought sin has some relation with
sometimes suffering is self brought and sometimes the suffering is brought without self.
Huh? No,
nature.
No, that is wrong. Every suffering is brought by you, yourself. Just like if you are punished by the High Court judge to be hanged, you don't make the High Court judge is the cause of your hanging. You made a situation, the High Court judge has given you the judgment that you must be hanged.
Could you tell us something about the Vedic city which has been constructed in Mayapuri?
You want to know
something about
this
Vedic city which is being constructed in Mayapuri?
Yes. Not Vedic city, Vedic planetarium.
travels out of the hometown.
He has come to our campus earlier. He's already published one article in yesterday's paper.
You must try to understand that we are suffering on account of our sinful activities.
So I am asking, what is sinful activity?
Do not know.
I don't know.
If you go
sometimes
on the street,
very difficult to distinguish.
If you go on the street and it is there is tip to the left, as soon as you go to the right, you suffer. Is it not? Immediately you go to the court. Is it not so very? No, just try to understand.
No, sir, I just wanted to
Just try to understand this common sense. That as soon as you go to the street, the indication is that you must keep your card on the left side. And as soon as you go to the right side, you become a criminal. You can say, what is wrong? The right side, the wrong side, I'm carrying my card. That is criminal. You know I'm not law. Ignorance of law is no excuse. So there similarly, there is law of God. See, as soon as you violate, you must.
What is that law of God? What is that?
And then you are so ignorant. You are so ignorant. The law of God, law is God, is some person speaking. This is the law. Sarvadharman paritrajyam amekam saranam. This is the law. God is speaking personally, and you do not know. And you are advertising very expert in reading Bhagavad Gita, and you do not know the law. This is going on. Big, big scholars, big, big monkeys, they are reading Bhagavad Gita 300 times daily. I do not know what it means. This is it. In Bengali, there is a saying, big, big monkey, big, big belly, Ceylon jumping melancholy. You know, the monkey, big monkey, Hanumanji, he jumped over. So ask any other monkey, can you jump? Melancholy. You may be big scholars of Bhagavad Gita and do not know what is wrong. This is going on. Big, big commentary, big, big books. But the law, he does not know.
The divine grace, this is actually not very relevant to the press conference. But have you ever met people like the Sai Baba or Bali Yogeshwar or the Maharaj?
This is nonsense. What do I mean? What is business? Who should have cursed my meat there? Why selling this? What can I get from them? What is their special value? Huh? Tell me, why selling meat? What is the business I have got to be to? You are suggesting?
No, I mean, do
people shall I meet? Why you expect like that? I shall meet.
No, no. I
just really wanted to know if you have met them.
Why?
They are also asking. Renowned people.
What business I have got to meet with them? What
you do? Just to discuss metaphysics.
You must be taking lessons from Krishna. Why shall I take lessons from such bogus things?
No, they have also been recognized as the
rulings
of Hindu thought and
rules of mind. That's all rules of mind.
So they too have these followers.
That is the defect of modern civilization. The hope just against a big democratic country like America. They voted Nixon to become president. And when they found that this man is a bogus, they again dragged him down. This is going on. We vote somebody to the topmost position and we see that he is arrested. So therefore, we do not advise. We say, just take lesson from Krishna, who is recognized by everyone. That is our Krishna consciousness. We don't say, go to a bogus man and take him special. We don't say.
May I interpret what Swamiji has described in all the books as it exists, no further contribution, no amendment, no interpretation. He has described all what has been written in Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita in its truest form. So no imitation, no representation, no interpretation. Swamiji has described exactly as it happened.
And that is being appreciated all over the world.
All over the world, that is being appreciated.
Swamiji, could you please throw light on your 4-point regulation which you suggest to your disciples?
Yes. That is, pious life, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling.
No?
Gambling. These are the 4 pillars of sinful life. So if you want to know God, you must be free from sinful life. This is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Yesam antatatana papam janana punna karmana te danna mahanin moksa bhajante maan virakrata. If you want to be God conscious, then you must be free from all sinful actions. God is pure. If you want to approach God, then you must be pure. If you remain impure, you cannot understand.
Swamiji, do you think that there are some people in this country, in thousands or maybe tens of thousands, who are getting spiritual solace from, say, people like Sai Baba or any of these other people who have interpreted the Vedas or who have followers all over the country? Do you think these followers are getting some amount of spiritual solace?
Well, first of all, do you know what Sai Baba is preaching? Do you know?
No.
Then how are you asking on behalf of Sai Baba?
No, just like that. Just like, I'm just going, I mean, I'm very far removed from...
You know, why you are interested in twice Christ as Sai Baba?
No, anybody, because he is among the better known people. I have nothing to
do with it. Better known?
It could be someone like, say, the Bal Yogeshwar, who also got some kind of following.
That is just a point of our India's Vedic culture. Everyone has invented some ways, and they have displayed the general choice. That is it. Misfortune of modern India. The standard instruction is here in the Bhagavad Gita. They do not care to know it. They want to know about the greatness of Bal Yogi, Sai Baba, Jis Baba. That is their misfortune. They give up the real instruction. Bhagavad Gita, it is accepted by the great Acharyas, Ramanujaja, Madhvacharya, Shankaracharya, Sultana Mahaprabhu, and all over the world. They are not interested to know Bhagavad Gita. They are interested to know your Sai. Just see this one.
What would you attribute this to? What is the cause of this?
Cause of this one. Simply causing that becomes unfortunate. They give up the real thing and they accept the imitation. So that is their misfortune. Huh? If there are two shops, everyone knows here is real gold and here is imitation gold. So if you go to purchase imitation gold, that is their misfortune.
What is it in your movement which has appealed to the Western world? I believe you have a sizable following.
We are supplying real gold. We are giving real gold. We are not supplying imitation though. That is it. Credit. If you supply imitation though, it may go for some time, but it will not endure. So many sannis and yogis and they go there.
Mm-hmm.
But they ask these American boys, they don't trust.
No, but even Harish Yogi has considerable following in America and lot of Christian countries.
How do amongst housewives.
Huh?
No. Now it is going down, and the followers here, they will not follow any regular principles, they will not surrender. Simply, there are no actual disciples who are following principles.
So are we going to compare because of the larger following?
No.
We compare the realities and the idealities.
This is the
communication
speaking with the back of the issue. America has brought disciples like this. Practical come, practical come. Have you seen in India, my
well, whenever he comes to Delhi, he brings two, three jungle gets full of disciples.
How many of them are watching here? Allah idea. Just see their character and behavior.
Swamiji, may I say something? A magician can create many charismas, but God also creates charismas. Whom will you compare? The magician charisma, or the God charisma? This is the difference. A magician can also sometimes impress upon people that he has godly powers. But are these the real godly powers? As against real godly powers. This is the difference. I have been, let's say, 30 times to America, talked to a lot of people.
Yes.
They say, if you want to go really for attainment of your soul, you go to ISKCON. If you want to have...
My soul is
and if you want to attain your bodily strength,
yes, actually, one of his secretaries, he will ask that I want real knowledge of God. He says, then you go to ISKCON.
And if you want blissful, pleasureful things,
yes,
go to
either Mahesh Yogi or go to Balhari Yogi.
Yes. This is what has been.
This is what has been impressed upon by knowledgeable people in America.
Yes.
And at least I can say with authority that I have talked with a lot of people.
Yes.
That you can spend some months and go on with your sinful life. But the practical result is that people's lives remain the same. They may simply divert themselves from their suffering temporarily. But in reality, their condition of life is still in a miserable condition of life. This call that is actually lifting us out of the well of misery to the atmosphere of blissfulness.
My very advertiser in the paper. PM, don't require any religion, don't require to follow any principles, and so on, sir.
Yeah.
But I have got so many strictures, still, they do not go to him, they come to me. He has no stick.
Yeah.
But I have so many sticks. It is the report of the death department that why the wrong men come to Krishna consciousness, wrong men, what is the facility? So they study. Yeah. They reported there is no facility. Simply divinity. It's still the world.
Do you have any plans of propagating your movement in India? Because you have been for too long working in the West and
India.
I believe India is not getting the benefit of your teaching and your guidance.
India is so misguided that it will take some time to them because whatever, even if you speak to India, what I can speak? I can speak Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita was already there, it's still already there.
Yeah.
And India's misfortune is they're so neglectful, they don't take care of Bhagavad Gita. They bring, why not Sai Baba, why not this Baba, why not that Baba?
No, I
want to over in. Not simply. an oriented. That is, they are not oriented. That is the facility for them. We are teaching Krishna, He is the Supreme God. That is in the Shastra and the Vedas and everywhere. But you won't believe it. You say, why Krishna Supreme God? Another is very God, very God. Hundreds and thousands of gods you see. That is it.
So, do you plan to propagate your message in India?
Yes, certainly plan. But the difficulty is, that who is going to accept the philosophy is already there. Bhagavad Gita is already.
But
who is daring to take it?
Even
if I shall see the Bhagavad Gita, but who is taking it? That is the difficulty. There will be another competition.
What probably he is asking is, do we have any positive plans to do it
in India?
Yes.
As probably you are aware, that is Maya Bhagavan, and that has been in Bombay, there is a very big temple where he is at the center.
My point is that what I am speaking, this is not unknown to India. But they are so misfortunate that they don't take it. That is it. So unfortunate they have become that they don't. What shall I speak in India? Same thing.
So that is all the more reason why your
work is doing
as far as possible about center.
The people are so over interested, they don't take it. Ah, why Hare Krishna we have heard it? Ah, we have seen Bhagavad Gita. Really? If you become neglectful, that is the greatest offense. Oh, India is offended. It is in your philosophy, what I am preaching as well. India doesn't require to be known, to be aware. They already know it. But they won't take it. They have become so unfortunate. That is it. If you don't take it, then I will become rich. Suppose if I give you that, it's $1,000. And if you don't take it, your benefit is you. The India's position is there.
We should be open to certain schools in India on Gurukul pattern.
Right. But the difficulty in India is that they are very, very neglected.
If the government is
certain, there is no question of government or peace. Government is people's man. So, if we are ourselves fools and rascals, the government will also be set up fools and rascals. If you are intelligent, the government is intelligent. Because now it is democracy. You select some man. So, don't blame government. You are government. If you are fools, the governments are fools. If you are intelligent, government. It is up to you to change. Then everything will go well.
So, yes, so there is any special significance of keeping this bead hidden?
Yes, just follow Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita says, Marmana Bhavamad Bhakta. Always think of me. So we are thinking Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
No, I mean you're keeping it wrapped in your system.
That's it.
Why
is it? Bead is pure. So just put, if you can look from the
India.
Dust. Okay, we keep this drinking water covered. Why? This is common.
It's just to keep it pure.
Yes. Pure it is. That is still. It is our duty not to treat.
Are your disciples supposed to chant the mantra all the time?
All my disciples.
Are they supposed to chant the mantra throughout the day?
All
the time.
Just like I am talking with you. And as soon as talking to them, I hand it to you.
talk and also to chant the mantra at the same time.
That requires practice. That requires practice. Just like the woman is cooking and he's also talking. That's not saying the cooking is going bad. It is practice.
Swamiji, does this chanting of mantra bring spirituality or following of your four instructions or regulations which you have to, or both?
It purifies the heart. Yes. Core of your heart. Chetadatmana mahajanam. This is the effect of chanting. Because everything we are doing on account of dashi heart. So everything is dirt. So if you purify your heart, then everything becomes clear.
How long does it take to purify your heart?
Just like if the dirty things are very fixed up, it takes a little more time. Otherwise, it takes a little time.
I believe you have a certain industry for export also in Mayapur. May I know if there will be land by disciples? And if so, do you think that they would be in a much better position to look after these big goshalas and other things than the other people would be?
Bhagavad Gita, then everything will be followed very nicely. That is the Bhagavad Gita. It is said, Pishu Guraksha Manasdham. Guraksha. This is the commandment in Bhagavad Gita. So if you follow Bhagavad Gita, then naturally Guraksha will be there. And if you read Bhagavad Gita for some political reason, then fill out a house, go. And it's called Guraksha, go killing. This is going on. Every politician is using Bhagavad Gita. But Goroksha, Mr. Goroksha, Goroksha. Please. No Goroksha, but Goroksha. This is it. Who cares for Krishna? This is the misfortune of India. Krishna spoke in India, in Kurukshetra. Krishna appeared in India, and Indian people are neglecting. Therefore I say it is a misfortune. It is your own thing, and you are neglecting.
So you want to
increase that? Yes, I want that. Bhagavad Gita was spoken in India. Every Indian should take Bhagavad Gita very seriously. Then India's fortune will change. But they have rejected Bhagavad Gita. And they are making their own imagination as the goal of life. So how they will get it? Your father's property is squandered, and then he begs from others, give me some money. How much unfortunate you are. Your father's property is squandered. Then he becomes a beggar and begs from others, give me some money. So how much unfortunate you are.
When you visited the Soviet Union, Swamiji, did you find the atmosphere worse than it is in Western countries, say, or the people?
The people are very good. But the leaders are bad.
Did you meet any of them?
No. Yes. I talked with one of the best leaders, Professor Potofsky. He is the professor of neurology. I talked with him. I studied. The people in general are very good.
But did you hold any meetings or anything?
Yes.
For the receptors, so what you...
Yes. I was invited by Professor Potofsky. on my way to Europe and stayed there. Oh, I studied the people. They're very good. As our Indian people, you know, Saint Masters, they are all very good. But they are being sophisticated by the new flow of communism. Artificial. But they are not happy. They are being forced to accept philosophy. Think from their face, they look unhappy. Everything depends on God. You have to accept, you cannot select your food. Otherwise nonsense things the government will supply of us. You don't like it. And for us, it was a great difficulty. He could not get rice, could not get flour, neither fruit. Only milk is available and flesh, as much as it is. So on the whole, it was artificial and people are not happy.
Somebody, why do you forbid this tea or coffee also for your
tea? Because it's sinful.
Is it sinful?
Yes. Why should we eat meat?
What about onions and onions
is also a vegetable.
So why are they sinful?
Huh?
Why are they sinful? Why is it sinful to take tea or coffee?
Because in the intoxication, if you are habituated to take tea, as soon as in your time you don't take, you become bad.
You mean this dependence is bad or this tea itself is bad?
If your mind is educated for something, then you become dependent on that thing. That is the position. Those who are taking tea, they have become so much dependent.
But if I start taking milk, I will be equally dependent on milk.
Milk is not. Milk, you take little milk once for the body.
So what he says that if you start taking milk regularly, you will become dependent, you will become inflamed.
You are dependent, you must eat something.
So also
but you must eat something which is favorable for you. Eatable, everything is eatable. The stool is also eatable. That doesn't mean you human beings go to eat stool. That is meant for the pigs, hogs. You are not hogs and pigs, but if you become, if you try to become pigs and hogs, then you can become. No distribution of food, meat, pigs and hogs. And God will give chance to become a hog next life.
So most of your disciples have
and you admit this, that after this life you have to accept another God. Do you accept this?
I do, sir.
Then that body offered to you, is it in your hands? Suppose the next life you are offered a pig's body. Can you say, no, I don't want. That is the statement of Bhagavad Gita.
But how to give up, sir? How to give up this tea and coffee to which you are so much habituated?
That's the example. How they are asked. Yes.
You chant Hare Krishna, then you lose your hankering for everything else.
Really?
Yes. The higher taste.
That is the taste of Hare Krishna. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annatra sya. As soon as you advance in devotion, you become detestful to your material nature.
Auntie, from which class society people generally come to you in the States?
From which class of society in the United States do most of your disciples come from?
Hey, you can ask them. I do not know.
Also, many educated people as well as people from all different classes.
And
all
races are uneducated.
Yes, all current very nice family, majority, education. Many of them coming from very wealthy
family. Good family means wealthy family. In America, there is no fortune. There is no question about it. So, how do you distinguish that he's coming from good family, he's not from bad? Poverty is unknown to them. Nobody is uneducated. Then how do you distinguish who is bad and who is good? Everyone is good. Unless he voluntarily becomes bad, hippie. Otherwise, everyone is coming from very good family, rich family, educated family.
Do you have a large number of American Negroes in your movement, Swamiji?
Not large, but there are.
Is there any reason why that is so?
That is, there is reason. They are not very much culture.
They have given followers also in the movement.
America, men and women have got equal rights.
So whom do you find more responsive to your movement, women or men?
You are. They are very fortunate. And I am very much indebted to them, because they have helped me.
Helped in what sense?
Cooperation. Without their cooperation, now this book, I am writing, surely. But they are pushing up. Even facing great danger, they are helping me in my tasks, in work, in typing, in composing, in painting. Have you got that feeling? How's that been?
I don't have the projector on that suitcase.
So, if you invite them to see that how they are helping, efficient, in the latest machine, their project has been possible. Otherwise, while in India, with great hardship, I could publish 3 books on it.
It's a very beautifully printed.
Where does the money come from to print such lavish editions?
We are selling books.
No, really. Initially you require some money
to print such a lavish edition. I took some books from here. They are not so nicely printed. But still, I sold them. They gradually increased. They paid the money, then they made contribution. One of my students in the first journal, first paid me, first paid me $5,000. Then Brahmananda paid me $5,000. In this way, there's money came.
So, you write originally in English, or these books are being translated from some other language into English?
Translated, but I give my pak-pak. That is, they like very much. Mm-hmm. Present the pak-pak in such a way they can understand. The original verse is there, but they are explained by me.
Give some critical comments and explanation.
That is like
how does that mean, Swamiji, that yours is a cultural and education movement rather than a personal cult?
A cultural and educational movement rather than personal
cult? Yes, it is cultural movement. Educational. It is not so-called religious. Religious movement is sentiment. Generally, religion is taken as a kind of faith. But it is not a kind of faith in, I think in South America, that Indian man was asking that it is the Hindu faith.
Oh, in South Africa. And he is asking, is this Hindu faith?
So,
this culture, that culture.
Let's see, he was a Hindu gentleman, belonged to the Ashram. So, 3 times he said, is it Hindu faith? And what do you mean by Hindu faith?
Yeah.
When Krishna says, Devina Sindh Thadihi Kumara Yogunam Jara Prathadihantara Prati, is it meant for the Hindus? that a child becomes a baby becomes a child becomes a boy becomes a young man becomes an old man, and the old man dies, changes his body. Is it meant for the Hindus? The Mohammedans do not become old men, a young man?
The Christians don't become old?
But such fools there are. The Bhagavad Gita
is within.
Kathadi Hantara Prati, Hira Shakti Namunyati, it is meant for the Hindus. Such fools there are. And Krishna said, Annad Bhavanti Bhutan. If you have got enough food grains, then all the living entities are satisfied. Isn't that what it is? This is one. This is Hindu speech. What do you mean by Hindu speech? Huh? So they are interpreting that. The Krishna is not for the Hindus or the Muslims or Christians. He is God. He is everyone. He is for everyone. And he is stated in one way, Sarvajoni Sukhantiya, Sambhavanti Muktayaya. In all species of life, as many forms of life are there, Aham be the plan, the seed giving father of all of them. The very question of Hindus. This is why.
Does it ever happen, Swamiji, that some disciples of yours may disagree with you on spiritual matters?
No.
Unless he is a fool. Unless he is a damn fool. If he is dead and sober, open eyes, then he will be. Not only Hindu, in the way of God, some in Mahabharata. So unless one is open-minded, sane, intelligent, they cannot understand. That's what I say, the Indians have become insane by the influence of so many rascals. They are becoming insane. And that has to be rectified. But insanity is prevailing all over the world, but not so much insanity as in India, that they are rejecting their own things. This is the greatest insight. Why they are rejecting Bhagavad Gita? What is the reason? Tell me. You.
So I think there's some basic economic instability.
Huh?
Economic instability.
Economic? But why don't you accept the economic program given by Bhagavad Gita? Why didn't you accept?
Please
elaborate on that. I would be very interested. It is known to everyone. Krishna says, Anna Bhavanti Bhutan. Anna, Anna means food grains. Eatables. You must produce sufficient food grains. Why are you producing tactic instead of food grains? And just entering your Delhi from Vrindavan, a big Goodyear factory. Very big fact. You are producing that too, then iron, goodyear and this and that. Very good yet. And both sides, the field is better. Nobody is going to. You are good yet. And why you not start? It is your fault. You are producing that too and iron instruments. You are neglecting agriculture. And why you shall not suffer for want of food grain? And you are pleading, Indians are starving. Why shall not starve if they do not follow Bhagavad Gita? They are thinking, why increasing industry? In America, they have got industry at the same time food grains also. But you are taking to industry without taking care of growing food grains.
No. But I feel that your society, that Hare Krishna consciousness society,
has a very, very stable economy and that it is self-sufficient in itself. Is that so?
Is the Hare Krishna society self-sufficient? If he understands that our society has a very stable economy, is it self-sufficient, our own Hare Krishna society?
Don't you think that you are self-sufficient? We are feeding at least 10,000 devotees daily. But we have no fixed income.
They don't have any fixed income?
No. None of us have any fixed income. But we are traveling all over the world. New York, London, Calcutta, it is just there, going from this quarter to that quarter. Or when I move in there, immediately coming, 1 dozen men, Germany, 1 dozen from London, and immediately going. We are paying so much money to the airplanes, and we have got so many centers. So how it is going? Krishna's grace? Depend on Krishna. Our income, daily collection is not less than 1 lakh of rupees. And we are spending everything. That is minimum. Sometimes we collect 5 lakhs daily.
What is the way you go about collecting money? That's
how that looks very simple.
Okay, money.
Was that
the only source of your
wealth? This question was raised in the parliament. The Hare Krishna people, their fabulous is rich, where they get their money?
Yes.
And the parliament's answer was to get their money by selling literature.
That means the devotees,
the devotees purchase.
No.
They public, those who are intelligent family, in their part.
Yes, that's right. But do the devotees contribute in any way?
Yes. They're contributing their light.
Yes.
You don't get any such light certificates in India. This educated boy, rich man's son, they have sacrificed everything for me. And where is India?
Swamiji, do you have certain farms also in America?
Yes, but not only one, many.
What else do you have this besides Gurukul schools and things?
They will produce our own milk. And you will now only produce your Navar times, you have any of them, Navar times. Is there any representative now?
No.
Your representative went to New Bindavan. And he published in November 1974, I think.
Yes, 74.
Yeah, they published some big article in our time,
okay.
And the heading was Adhyatmikta Jamuna Adhud Dahiti Nadi Bhagavati. This was the heading. Actually, then they get the photograph of our deity and absolutely everything. You can find out November issue of Navavara. Now, 1974.
But you've virtually given up India as a dead loss from that. You've given up India as a dead loss, isn't it, in the sense that...
Yes, they are dead. The leaders are dead. Misleaders. They're giving up their own culture and they're trying to imitate us.
Swamiji, when there was a question in Parliament about the fabulous money that the movement has, the society has, then who provided the answer?
The member.
The minister.
Yes. We have a copy of this in office. The question number was 2 years
ago. You must have done intensive research and things like
that. The other member raised the question. They brought the charges that the Americans are CIA. Was it CIA or not? Was it
CIA?
The CIA had become Vaishnav, given up meat eating and dancing with me, and they have no other means. How foolish for them. The CIA men have come to me for inquiry. This question, that still questions are put. Such unfortunate insanity is prevailing in this. Yeah, I mean, you can see they have come to me. Yes.
Would you think that it is legitimate for the government to say, you know, that certain undesirable...
law went down?
Yes.
The emergency?
Who's ordinary person? Don't bring in fast.
No, but have you ever been troubled by any undesirable element?
But if you want to put us in trouble, you can do it. You are teaching our signboard is Krishna consciousness. Why do you misunderstand? And you are teaching Bhagavad Gita as it is, you are a book. Still, if you misunderstand, it is our misfortune. What can I do?
Thank you very much indeed, sir.
Nice to have a look at some of the questions.